Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.
Okay, you want to synchronize stuff?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, everyone. It's Elliot.
And Todd. Welcome to Two Designers Walk Into a Bar, an ongoing conversation about pop culture and iconic design. Why don't we open the mailbag?
Oh, yes.
And hear from some of our listeners here in the bar.
Okay. Are we going to have a clever mailbag opening sound?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, listen to this. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Okay, good, good. you know, I'm not believing you. But okay, I've got some letters here.
Okay.
I've got letters.
Okay.
And by letters, I mean like emails and tweets and text messages, but you know, letters.
Yeah.
For you kids out there, if you want to know what a letter is, go ask your grandparents. It's how they used to get to school, like they mailed themselves. All right.
I think you might need to research what a letter is.
All right. Let's see. First letter here is from Denise Short. She says, "Hey Todd and Elliot, I'm doing her voice here.
That's
hey Todd
good.
And Elliot, sometimes I drive an hour or more for work, and I love listening to your podcast. Well, thank you, Denise. You guys talk about topics I'm into, and your humor makes the time pass quickly. That's what our friends say. I particularly liked your episode on sports mascots, where you talked about the Syracuse Orange and the Milwaukee Racing Sausages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Denise, I love that episode, too. She goes on to say, believe it or not, I've actually met Bernie the Brewer. I got a call at work one day that I had a package at the front desk, and when I went to get it, there was Bernie the Brewer. Imagine my surprise. Unfortunately, no sausages, though. Sorry, Denise.
Well, it's because it's a workplace.
It is. I love sports mascots, and top of my list to meet is the Savannah Banana. Keep up the good work. Wow, thank you. How about that, Elliot? What would you do, Elliot, if you met Bernie the Brewer at your workplace?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is change my name to the Savannah Banana.
Wasn't that your dancer name in college?
It was. It was. All up and down the East Coast. Savannah Banana.
That is good. Well, that's cool. I'm sorry, Denise, you didn't get to meet any of the racing sausages.
I think
I'm
that's because
sure that
it'd be a whole, you know, that's a whole production. I mean, like Bernie the Brewer, I imagine, since he's more like, you know, barrel-chested and wears lederhosen or whatever he does, you could probably, like, he could fit in a normal car. But you'd have to you know, with the sausages, you'd have to get a convertible because they're so tall. And then it'd just be a whole production. I can imagine that it'd be a logistical nightmare.
Or like a big, you'd have to rent like a U-Haul truck or something.
Just a box truck and put them in the back.
Yeah. Can you see filling out the paperwork for that? Well, what are you going to be moving there, buddy? Sausages?
Well, it'd also need to be a refrigerated truck, too.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that would be pretty funny. And it would be, what if they had like a little flat tire or something and they had to get out and all the sausages had to change the tires?
How many, there's a joke set up there, right? How many sausages
I know,
does
I think,
it take
I'm just
to
looking
change
at,
the tire?
Like all of, you could take any one of these lines out of context and it would be like, what the fuck are they talking about? Sausages change the tires.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Thank you for that wonderful
Denise.
Message.
That was awesome. I love it.
Next one from the mailbag. This is from Stan Elder.
Okay.
Hey, I read your blog post today about George Lois. He really did some good stuff in the world of shaping advertising and visual communications. Yes, he did, Stan. Amazing, famous, and brave work. Seems he was quite the character. Love being one of your two listeners. Well, thank you, Stan.
George Lois was the other one, so now we're only down to one. Yeah, so
love being your one, formerly of two listeners.
Yep.
Yes, George Lois was quite the character. For those of you who are not in the know, we posted a little blog post thanking the great George Lois for all of the wonderful inspiration and the passion that he's taught us, and teaching some of us some new four-letter words.
Who's that?
Well,
you know, I will say, since we've started on our podcast Odyssey together, I won't say you've taught me any four-letter words, but from time to time, you certainly conjure up words that I've had to dust off that are kind of in the nether regions of my mind. So,
I
think George would be proud, is my point.
Okay. All right. So it's so funny that you said that. I got another letter here.
Geez.
This is all you, Elliot. This is all you.
This is the curveball hung over the plate.
This is the one you're going to be like, yeah, somebody gets me.
Okay.
This is from Brandon G. Says, love listening to your podcast. Elliot uses some big words. More stuff about Mad Magazine, please. So Brandon G can recognize big words when you say them, and also wants to know more about Mad Magazine. So he's our people. Brandon G is our people.
Yeah. So but just for the record, he's saying less big words, more Mad Magazine.
No, I don't think he said. I think he just was acknowledging your use of big words. I would say thesaurus.com is a great resource. It's you know what I have to use all the time when I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm. And you should also use dictionary.com so you know what thesaurus means.
Did I not use that right?
I don't know. What's another word for it? Use it in a sentence.
I bet I could look up synonym.com too. You know, what do you think? Do you think the people that had all those big, thick dictionaries and thesauruses, thesauri, maybe. On their bookshelves, like, do you think they still keep them because they're like these big tomes of words? Or do you think they just were like, screw it, let's take it to Goodwill?
You know what? I think they've taken the books. And I think, you know, those law firms that deal with things like mesothelioma and, pipes in Flint, Michigan and that kind of thing. So they need to get an actor. They need to put that actor in some sort of office situation where they look very, very knowledgeable.
Set dressing.
Yeah. So I think what's happening is those books are what's behind those actors when they're chasing, you know, suggesting that you call them so they can chase an ambulance on your behalf.
And those lawyers look so smart because they've got all of those thesauri in their backgrounds.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think. I mean, it's like donate a set of World Book encyclopedias to a good home. Take them to your local law office.
your local law firm set decorator.
It's a warehouse or mini storage unit on the outskirts of town where somebody has set up a mock law office.
Wouldn't it be funny if one of those law firm ads for mesothelioma, like if you did a freeze frame and it actually had Mad Magazines all in the background too?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, that's
I'd totally hire them.
Oh yeah, they obviously know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Brandon G, for that wonderful message. Keep listening. All right, you ready for one more, Elliot? You ready for another?
Hit me.
All right. From the mailbag. This is from Timothy in Cali. Thank you, Timothy in Cali. Hey, two designers walk into a... This, I'm changing my voice now because he's in Cali.
Oh, okay.
Hey, two designers walk into a bar. I love all of your episodes, but my favorite so far is either B-movie horror posters or rockin' logos. Timothy, your favorite is not a either. It's one or the other. Goes on to say, I can't get that voice saying Harry out of my head.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so good.
How do you come up with topics? I suggest more about the culture and history of Greenwich Village, but that's just me. Keep them coming. All right. Well, Timothy, you know, you're going to be in luck. We've got, we're going to be talking a lot about Greenwich Village. You've probably heard some recently. You mentioned the Rockin' logos, which that hits on it, of course, because we talk about the Ramones and CBGB. And yep. And then Elliot, the whole Beats series.
Oh, yeah.
I hear there was a big presence in Greenwich Village around that time.
Yeah, so Greenwich Village, obviously ground zero for the Beats. A lot of these folks were at Columbia, as we've talked about, and there was a whole scene around that, later evolved from poetry and some jazz to folk, right? By the time the late 50s, early 60s rolled around, Bob Dylan obviously made it famous. And I mean, gee whiz, we could do probably a whole podcast series just on Greenwich Village.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good suggestion. Thank you. Thank you for that suggestion. And who is that from?
Tim and Callie.
Tim and Callie. Thank you for that suggestion.
So anywhere in specifically in Callie or just east from the whole state or?
Just from the whole state. Whenever wow. you cross over the border going into Callie, you meet Timothy. He'll be there at the.
He's sort of like Vegas Vic.
He is. He's like Vegas Vic, and he hangs out at all of the Cracker Barrels and Stuckey's, so you're bound to meet him.
Do you think there are probably Cracker Barrels in California.
Where would there not be Cracker Barrels, Elliot? This is not Qatar.
There's probably one there, too.
All right. We have time for one more letter.
Before we jump into this last letter, I gotta say, I'm definitely a fan of Cracker Barrel. But Todd, I think we can agree that if we could have any sponsor of all, something that's near and dear to our hearts would have to be the cornerstone of Southern cuisine, where you can go to get dinner and a show, and that would be Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is Waffle House a Southern thing?
Yeah, it's out of Georgia.
It is? But yeah. are they all over the country?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're expanding like wildfire.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah. Waffle House, you know, if they would just send us some Waffle House swag, I would be really happy.
Oh, man. You remember how we did that social media post and Adidas collaborated on shoes with Waffle House?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, they could just send us a couple. So do we write to Waffle House? Do we write to Adidas? Anyone who's a sneakerhead, if you guys could track that down for us, like who the proper channels are, you know, where we need to go so that Todd and I can get our, we promise we will always wear our Waffle House shoes whenever we record. We might even wear them on our feet. But someone needs to research that for us.
You know what I think would also be great, Elliot, just putting it out there in case Mr. House or Mr. Waffle is listening to this.
That's a competing chain, Mr. Waffle.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they're
no longer in America, but I'm thinking of Mr. Donut. But there's,
oh, yeah, Mr. Donut.
But there's, I think there also is a Mr. Waffle.
Oh, well, you know, this is starting to sound like a new topic that we have to research, like famous waffle restaurants.
Or and, Mr. This, Dr. That.
Oh, there's a lot of Mr. This and Dr. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the band Mr. Mister. And then was it Thompson Twins that sang the song Dr. Doctor?
Yeah, and then there's Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb.
Oh, I know the story behind that. We could talk about that. We could talk about that right now. But why would we do that? We have hijacked the mailbag. We have vomited in our mailbag.
I know we did, but can I say one last thing about Waffle House?
No, and
because
okay.
I want to make sure the executives at Waffle House know that we're available for tours, and we would love to go to Waffle House and do speaking engagements anytime.
Now, I've been to several Waffle Houses in several places late at night. I'm here to tell you, Todd, at around 2 a.m, you do not need permission to do a speaking engagement at a Waffle House. You just sort of freestyle it, and you know, whatever happens, happens. Like in the true sense of the Beats in Greenwich Village, I think.
So that's it, Elliot. We just pick up the spirit of the Beats in Greenwich Village and take to all the Waffle Houses, and we can bring like our guitars and tambourines and do poetry slams in the Waffle House.
Podcast slam. Yeah, we'll do a live remote podcast from Waffle House.
Well, there you go, Waffle House. We are opening the door.
We are.
To the most magnificent sponsorship you've ever had.
Exactly.
You've ever given, I should say. And the best one we've ever had. And I'll still take some of those hats that don't have roofs on them.
I think that's called a visor.
Again, with the big word. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Thesaurus.
Well, here's my whole thing. Visors are the vests of hats.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
What are the visors of pants then?
Chaps.
Or the vest of pants? Chaps. Yeah.
I mean, okay. Trust me, you don't want the short order line cook at Waffle House wearing chaps while he's making your food, though.
I don't want anybody making my food that is wearing a visor.
Only a visor and chaps.
Yeah, and a vest. I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
A visor? Okay. So a visor, a vest, and chaps.
And chaps.
You know, I think we just came up with the new Waffle House outfits.
I don't know. I think you've got to reassess some of your life decisions if you find yourself at Waffle House wearing those three items together.
Like as an employee or as a patron?
Yes, both.
Okay. I think if you're a patron, there's an odd logic to it that might make sense in it, you know, in the parallel universe as Waffle House. But yeah, if you're frying bacon, you probably need more protection.
Yeah, that probably is good. You wouldn't pass the health code or something. But did we cover all? No, we got one more letter in the mailbag. Sorry about that. All right, last letter. This is from Ohio Betsy.
Oh, okay.
You guys really bring pop culture to life. You seem to do a lot of research without sounding like lecturers. Are you teachers in real life?
We're teachers of life.
Yeah. We have been, both of us have been teachers, university teachers, too.
We have.
Just to tell the truth for a moment, we have been.
Here and there, periodically.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love being a teacher.
You fake it not having much book learning, but in reality, on paper, Todd, you have more book learning than me.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. It, you know.
Oh, trust me. Anyone who listens to this podcast regularly knows that.
Righto.
Right.
Jolly right. But yeah, if you want us to do any speaking gigs or teaching gigs or, you know, anything, you don't have to be at Waffle House. Just give us a jingle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Drop us a line.
Yeah, we love doing speaking gigs. We love doing workshops. We've done some AIGA events. We've done some online webinar things. So,
yeah,
we're happy to be a nugget of inspiration. We're happy to provide a little dose of humor, tell a good story, as we have with some of the things they research. You know, I'll even put this out there.
Put it out there.
I know we've had people who have said they really like the fact that we sort of balance research and humor, like it doesn't get too heavy.
Yep.
So for the right opportunity, if it's something interesting, like if you have a specific thing you've always been curious about, or if you're in a particular industry and there's something that's iconic within that industry, and you want us to research it and talk about it, yeah, talk to us. We might be able to pull something together for you.
Yeah, we have tons of knowledge, and some of it's useful, and some of it isn't. So.
Some of it's just where all the Waffle Houses are between our two houses.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? We would be great trivia partners, wouldn't we?
We would. Like just the two of us, or the two of us partnering with our listeners?
Well, either or. I think the two of us would be quite a fearsome duo, if you know, because we balance each other out. I know a lot about music and one hit wonders and kind of old school TV, and you know everything else about the world.
Oh yeah. So you're inch wide, mile deep?
Yeah, I think inch is generous.
That's what she said.
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
All right. With that, let's zip back up the mailbag here, and we'll have another episode soon enough when we get more letters. Thank you, everyone who sent us in some messages.
And yes, thank
letters,
you very much.
Some tweets, some texts.
Keep them
Facebook
coming.
Facebook posts. Please keep them coming. Also, if you haven't already, write a review.
Yes, please.
On your favorite platform. And if you're interested in some of our merchandise, because who doesn't love to see that out in the world?
Exactly.
Check out our website. Elliot, you want to tell our listeners that website address?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They should know how to use Google. Now, happy to. Two designers walk into a bar.com. We have a big orange button when you go there up in the top that says merch. Click on that, and that's when the magic happens.
Makes it easy.
Super easy.
So easy. All right. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else on your mind you want to leave us with, Elliot?
Never stand up in a canoe.
That sounds like words of wisdom right there. All right. Thanks, man. We'll see everybody later.
All right, folks. Enjoy.
So, Jim, we got a problem with our podcast.
Right. Nobody says it correctly.
No. Some people say how to fix it.
Or how do you fix it?
But think of it like this. Whatever the problem, we're in this together.
How do we fix it?
How do we fix it?
Yeah. How do we fix it? The Solution Show. From the political to the personal.
Practical ideas for creative listeners.
How do we fix it?
How do we fix it?
Ideas that work.
That's your radio voice, Richard.
Oh, well, I know.
I love it. I couldn't do it to save my life.
Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show, or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.